I can't. That's Seabellies and Transcending from their debut album by Limbo Lake. A long-awaited debut album. They've given us EPs and singles up until this point. Some good material too. And finally, they've got their debut album out in the last month or so. In just over a week's time, they're going to be hitting the road as well and pretty much touring between now and the end of the year. So before they hit the road, let's catch up with Trent Grinnell, their lead singer. Okay, Trent Grinnell from Seabellies, welcome into Triple J.
Thank you very much.
You've been travelling overseas leading up to the release of this record, just getting some headspace. You've got some busy times ahead, really, haven't you?
Well, yeah, that was the idea behind taking off for a month. I just went to Berlin and Turkey and Croatia just to get some headspace. I imagine we're going to be pretty full on for the next year, touring.
As a songwriter, do you get a lot of inspiration when you do something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of my songs, our songs are really kind of dreamy landscapes, and quite a few of them I know are definitely inspired by some time I spent in Sweden. I lived there for a little while, and I think that sort of imagery and visual kind of creeps into a lot of my songwriting.
Why did you hit Sweden?
I went there for a festival, actually. It was called Iran, so I just was backpacking and just got stuck there, you know. It was
really, for how long?
7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you really took to the place.
I did. I loved it. Really, really great. I think the music there definitely inspired a lot of the sounds on this record too. I think their landscape, their natural environment kind of really affects their melodies and stuff.
So how long ago was this then? About 3 or 4 years ago, did you
say?
Yeah. So a lot of the songs on this record were actually written from that time period?
Some of the lyrics were. I think musically I didn't really have much to write with over there, so when I got back, we really started the band.
So did you have the aspirations of forming a band? Is that the idea that when you went travelling to that music festival, you were gearing up to something?
Yeah. I'd done a lot of solo stuff earlier on in my career, but then when I got home, my brother had a band, and we sort of amalgamated the two projects immediately on return, and then that's really the start of Seabellies.
Okay, so this is Kyle. Younger or older brother?
Younger, yeah.
And you guys talked when you were growing up about being in a band one day?
Yeah, we'd always sort of mucked around. He was quite into, like, punk and stuff like that, and I was more into that sort of wistful, solo, Jeff Buckley-esque kind of thing. But then we kind of gravitated towards each other after I got back.
But coming from both very different worlds, kind of like the punk and the Buckley combining together, who gave more ground?
It felt pretty natural, to be honest, but I think probably being the older brother, I pulled rank.
Did you give him a few records to listen to? Put him on the same page? And what sort of records were they?
A lot of the Broken Social Scene, the Wolf Parade, that kind of thing. So that kind of had punk elements to it as well as really beautiful melodies. And I think we kind of found a common ground in that sort of influence.
Okay, what about Arcade Fire?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a naughty word in our camp. But, you know, a lot of bands with six members or something had a lot of trouble with references to them, so.
And strings as well, I guess.
Yeah.
So obviously the comparisons are something which you kind of get a bit tired of.
Yeah, well, it's a conscious move. I mean, and that's part of the reason why we sort of spent some time making this record. We focused on putting singles out for a little while because we really kind of felt like we wanted to nail our own sound. We kind of were getting a few references from reviews and things, and we thought, no, it's time. We need to find our own thing. And so that was the logic behind doing the singles. And I think in that time we really did sort of find our own sound and focused on songwriting. And I think it was a really fruitful experience, you know. We could have rushed into the studio after doing the V Festival and put down the first 10 songs we ever wrote, but we thought that would be a bit of a mistake. We just wanted to take our time, sort of develop what we thought would be our own sound, and I think we're happy with the result.
If you had done the album back then, how different do you think it would have sounded to what you've got now?
I think it would have been all energy, like all chaos. And I think that was the attraction to Wayne Connolly that we had with the studio. We thought we want to take the loose and chaotic nature that we have naturally and get him to sort of bring out the best of the songs. He's such a brilliant songsmith, Wayne. And I think that was the plan all along with us and him, is we'll sort of be chaotic and do our natural thing and he would tighten the ship up. It's kind of what happened, and it was a really, really happy marriage.
Were you happy to get that sort of feedback? You were looking for that sort of feedback from someone as a producer?
Definitely, yeah. We always knew that we were kind of the energy would take over sometimes, you know, over the actual song structures. And yeah.
Was that just through youthful passion?
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, and being six people in the band.
It must be a hard thing, especially for a young band working up towards a debut album, to have that many members, because obviously there's a lot of ideas and a lot of passion and a lot of differing ideals of what you want to achieve. Maybe that's why the reason you've waited a few years before getting to this point of a debut album is because you wanted to work all this stuff out beforehand.
Totally. We definitely wanted to get all of that in order so that we weren't having to constantly reinvent what we were doing and rethink it. I think taking this long for Bo Limbo Lake was definitely beneficial. And now we know what we are, we know what we want to be, and we feel like we're our own beast. So we're happy with how it's gone.
Okay. I want to go out by playing one of the tracks which kind of brings that out, Board the Apartment Up, which I really like. I really like the feel of it. But even when because you've got the lyrics on the inside of the album and I've read those, but there's just snatches of ideas there, and I want to know what actually inspired the writing of that track.
Yeah, that song's really just about realising the different psyches you can have, be really two people in one. And it's that's why it's a little bit scattered on purpose. It's kind of a conversation between two aspects of your personality, really fighting over control.
And this is personal experience?
This is personal experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it sounds like a dark side was battling with the side of good.
It pretty much was, yeah. It was a real bad time in my life, and just really fighting myself and wondering which part of me was going to win, you know.
And by writing the song, did you work a lot out, as songwriters tend to do?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the main attraction. It's quite everyone always says it's a cathartic sort of experience, and it really is. I think that's why people do it time and time and time again. I've definitely found a lot of relief in songwriting and
working stuff out.
Yeah.
Getting your head straight.
Definitely.
Listen, I wish you well, Trent from the Sea Bellies. Thanks for coming in, and let's go out with this track right now on Triple J. This one is Board the Apartment Up.
The best new releases of the week, 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.